Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
All right, welcome in to another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, the 24th episode of Stupidity, and I am telling you right now, there's not going to be a 25th unless I start getting paid.
I believe it's a 23rd, and you always say this.
I do, and I always show up the next week. I think it's the 24th. Maybe it's the 25th. It should be 25. I took a week off. Stanzik was supposed to do it. He ended up not doing it. That's on him, and he's not here this week. I fired his ass. How about that? Stanzik gone. So Mike Ryan is in, okay? The shipping container, Billy, Roy, Chris, everyone helping out this week as we search for a new producer for Stupidity. Stanzik, not only out, I got to fire from the entire company. Goodbye. See you. That's what happens, okay? So, Mike, we have a very exciting episode today. First off, you're frustrated with me. I have no idea why.
Oh, okay? It's exciting.
Listen, I didn't tell Stanzik not to do the episode. He chose that all by himself.
It's okay. Exhilarating.
What happened?
I love doing this 6 hours before it's due.
I thought you fired Stanzik.
Very confused.
Keep
I
your
did.
Story straight.
What did I fired? He's gone. Bye. What did I just say?
You said he decided not to do this episode.
Stupidity! He's fired.
The way that this first segment's gone, that's how my entire week has been.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but why are you taking it out on me like I did something?
Well, I just wish you could get your shit together a little bit.
Well, yeah, get my shit together. I'm here. I'm doing a podcast. I mean, I landed a big fish this week. Big guest. I mean, a lot of exciting things happening. What are you talking about?
You landed a big fish.
I got Dan. Dan's going to join us on Stupidity. That's the big. If there is a guest in the sports world right now that every single show wants, would you agree it's Dan Le Batard?
I would agree. I'm also inundated with work this week. Oh. And if you actually whiff on getting him, because as of 5 a.m., the day that this thing is supposed to be released, we still don't have the firm commitment. I no longer have time to go back and edit this. So you need to land a big fish.
Okay. I landed the biggest of fishes. Okay.
You got a fat fish.
Adam Gase. How about that? Gase of the franchise.
All right, so you're somehow covering all the possible angles while still making this an impossible edit.
Always have a plan B, Mike. And sometimes with me, you probably won't have a plan C. And D, E, F, G, L, M, N, O, P. How about that? I mean, nail the alphabet. Stupidity! What happened?
Guys, all he does is, like, I got a plan A, I got a plan B, and he yells Stupidity. That's not just a transition for this podcast. That's how he just distances himself from any sort of responsibility.
Biggest podcast in the world.
Haven't you been promising Alex Morgan for, like, a month?
Yeah, the weird thing's been happening here with Alex Morgan, okay?
I told him on Monday when he told me about Alex Morgan. I'm like, don't mention her name ever again. You're not getting Alex Morgan.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm getting her.
I am getting her because the North Carolina women's lacrosse coach has turned into, I don't want to say a friend, but someone I talk to on the regular. You know what I mean? Best friends. And her husband works for Wasserman Media, and he represents. And now, listen, the Carolina coach loves me. He loves my family, okay? And my uncle played lacrosse at North Carolina. And maybe, perhaps down the road, my daughter will attend North Carolina and play lacrosse there. Maybe.
Whoa, is this some weird recruiting thing?
It is not. No, it's not at all.
Alex Morgan is at the center of now?
No. All I'm telling you is Jen Levy, the Carolina head coach, her husband is Dan Levy, and he represents Alex Morgan. So I've gotten close with the Levys, although I've never met Dan. But Jen put in a good word for me, and I have a feeling that I'm going to get Alex Morgan. Maybe not this week, but perhaps next week on this podcast. How about that?
You're not getting Alex Morgan, and you should honestly stop talking.
Okay.
I think you're going to get her. I believe it.
Oh, boy.
What can I start again?
I mean, you have to host a podcast. I'm just saying, stop. You're digging a deeper ditch. This whole, like, you commentating on lacrosse thing as a means to just get your daughter a scholarship, it would appear.
What?
There's all sorts of receipts out
there.
That's
not why I'm doing it. Listen, first off, my daughter has made a list of schools, okay? And Carolina is just one of many schools on that list.
And you just so happened to call games for every single one of those schools.
I called two Carolina games this year. I called a total of two games. Stefanity! I called them like I see them. It was really four games. I did three in one weekend. I ever told you the story that I did because, you know, I'm the guy at the buffet who wants to eat everything. I did our radio show from D.C. This is on Memorial Day weekend. Then I did Around the Horn, and that went long. And I committed to doing the Final Four the Friday before the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Getting from D.C. to Baltimore on Memorial Day Friday, okay, I had about an hour and 15 minutes. Waze told me I was going to be 45 minutes late.
Oh, wow.
To the first game. This is the Final Four. Everyone's waiting on me. I got there 4 minutes before the game, somehow.
Amazing.
I beat Waze by 49 minutes. Mike, I broke every single traffic law known to man. I was driving on the wrong side of the road. I was Dwight Gooden.
Oh, too soon.
Wow, man.
Dr. K. Hey, seriously. And so, too soon?
So that answers why you're wearing sunglasses and a t-shirt.
Sunglasses and a t-shirt. I missed all the pre-stuff I was supposed, like the practice stuff. I don't need practice, okay? It's lacrosse. I know the sport I've been playing in my entire life.
You need practice to stop saying listen before every sentence.
So what I did, okay, listen, Mike, what I did here, it's amazing. I parked the car illegally. I gave some random stranger who works for the NCAA, I'm not going to say her name. Look at Beth. And what I did, I gave her a 20. I said, do me a favor, watch the car till halftime.
Like she's some sort of valet.
I gave her my key. I got out of the car. I flipped to the key. I said, listen, I need to get in the stadium. She said, you can't get in this way. I said, I'm calling the game in 6 minutes. I'm going to get fired. Okay. She said, what do you want me to do? I said, here's my key. Here's a 20 spot. Watch the car until halftime. She watched it until halftime. I went out during halftime. I moved the car, I parked it in another illegal spot, and I gave someone else 20 to watch it for me until the next game. How about that? Then I went in there, and they're calling me. They're like, look, you have 4 minutes till game time, and I'm sitting there talking to Phil Barnes, the Carolina associate head coach on the sidelines, me and Barnesy hanging out. How about that? And so I missed all of it. I showed up 14 seconds before the telecast. It was, I can't remember the guy, Brickman. Was it Brickman? It's not Brickman. There's no way it's Brickman. Who called the game with me? Was it Brickman? You guys are just going to leave me dangling. This is terrible.
How am I supposed to know
Jonathan
the
Brickman?
Name
That's no.
Of the play-by-play guy that you did multiple games with?
It's definitely not Brickman. I'm wondering if Brick is even in the name. Let's call him Brick. Brickman?
Brickley?
Brinkley. I'll think about it. And company. Is that out of order?
Yeah, you just went out of order. You did a callback on the second segment.
Okay.
Now I have to make an edit. Thank you. Mark it.
Stefanity. Brinkley? Who the f*** was this guy? I mean, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, he hated me. I mean, he is a professional broadcaster, and he is dressed to the nines, okay? And he is wondering, where the hell is this guy I'm supposed to do the game with? You know, I'm sitting here, I'm prepared, I got notes and all this shit, and he hated me. Now, he acted like he liked me, but I am telling you right now, I can see right through it. When you hate me, I know you hate me.
What do you see in my face right
you
now?
You hate my f***ing guts. No one hates me more than Roy.
Is hey, John, what? John Brickley, right?
Brinkley.
No, it's Brickley, not
Brick.
Brinkley.
Yes, Brick.
And
Brick.
Chris Cotter?
Chris Cotter. I did a game, I did the Carolina men's game with Cotter. Chris Cotter, it was Carolina, Maryland. Cotta is jacked, okay?
Yeah, he's bursting out of that, too.
He did a set at halftime. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I did that game, and then I did one with Brick. Jonathan, what's his name?
John Brickley.
It's so rude. This is so obnoxious. He's such a nice guy. He is a professional broadcaster, very good broadcaster, but I'm telling you, he hated my f***ing guts. Stupidity! All right, listen, big fish on the way. Big fish. It might be Lebatard. It might be Adam Gase. It might be Alex Morgan. It might be none of them. Not my f***ing problem. Mike's problem to clean up. How can I do this any lazier than I'm doing it right now?
Oh, there's a few ways that I can think
of. You want to interview Brick?
No. I think I know what's coming.
Give me my happy music, Mike.
It is time to wake and take with Stugatz. Call now. 786-456-4837. If you are out of the area, 786-456-4837 might not work. You might have to dial 1-786-456-4837. It might sound the same as 786-456-4837, but it is not. You need to add the one before 786-456-4837. It's standard practice for long-distance calls. So again, if you are out of the area, do not dial 786-456-4837. Dial 1-786-456-4837. That's 786-456-4837. But only if you're out of the area. No, wait. If you're out of the area, it's actually 1-786-456-4837. My bad. Sorry. That one's on me. Like the one before, 786-456-4837. Okay, let's go through this one more time from the top. If you're out of the area, dial 1-786-456-4837. If you're not out of the area, just dial 786-456-4837. Go now.
It is Wake and Take here on Stupidity. I have news. I have notes. I have thoughts. I have opinions. I can open up this microphone and share all of those with you. But that is not how we do it here on Wake and Take. No, it's not. You have to call in. You have to do the work. You have to ask the right questions. And if you do, I will share perhaps some of those news, notes, thoughts, opinions with you. But you got to call in. You got to ask the right question. 786-456-4837. That is a number I'm giving out on a podcast in which we don't take live calls. Stupidity! Roy, you good?
I'm good. Mike, you good?
I'm good. He does Wake and Take often on this podcast, and he can't ask you good without the but first part first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then born of that goes the you good thing.
I was feeling like today, I was just feeling like maybe I'll see if you guys are good first, and then I will interview someone. Oh, but you're right. No one's supposed to speak until I interview them.
Yeah.
You want me to start from the beginning?
You want me to play the whole opening again? We can do it. No?
No, Billy is, you know,
Billy says it's a bad idea.
He said it's a bad idea.
Okay, so just do the, but first.
But first, we interview Guillermo. Billy, big week?
Yeah.
You're getting married.
I am. Yeah. I feel like I'm giving off bad energy when you're asking. Like, I feel like I should be like, well, yeah, I am. Happiest day of my life.
Are you good?
I'm good. Chris, you good?
I'm good. Roy, you good?
I thought I was good. Mike, you good?
I'm good. Allison, you good?
Allison,
you good?
Allie, good? Allie, good?
I think she's good.
Good?
Allison,
Allie, good?
Why are you giving out bad energy?
Wait, well, hold on. Do you guys feel like Billy's giving off bad energy? Do you guys feel that way?
Energy.
Roy, do you feel like
yes,
Guillermo's giving off Benergy?
Of course.
Mike?
Some Benergy, gotta admit it.
Chris, Benergy?
I love his energy. I should probably turn my mic on.
Yeah, turn the mic on.
Yeah, you got it.
Before you start talking.
You love his energy.
Because this is what it sounded like.
Hi!
Lenergy. Why do you feel like you're giving off bad energy? But you are, by the way.
I'm just exhausted. It's tired.
It's an exhausting week. It is. Yeah.
You've been unhealthy this week. You've been battling illness.
Yeah. Right. Had diarrhea.
You did.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you had the squirts.
Yeah, a little bit.
TMI. The podcast, man, you can get really graphic.
You really can.
You can say you had the shits. You want to say you had the shits? Go ahead. Do it.
But I didn't because it was Rhea.
What was the consistency?
It was diarrhea.
It's liquid.
Yeah.
Liquid.
Diarrhea.
You guys want to dive into this? Because it's not
really,
always.
No. In Chris's defense, there are different forms of diarrhea. You can have diarrhea in liquid form. There could be some solid, some liquid,
some
all
gas.
Liquid. Yeah, some gas, sometimes nothing.
The bubbly
right.
one?
Right.
Ever have that where you think you got to go?
The bubbly one. Ooh.
You think you got to go. Sense. You get on the toilet and you just...
There's no worse feeling than getting on the toilet thinking that you are going to drop a bomb and nothing comes out. Nothing.
Yeah, but there's also no better feeling than when you drop the bomb and you go to wipe and you realize, huh, I didn't need to.
Yeah.
Stupidity! I guess that is an underrated feeling.
It's part of life's tiny little miracles.
But you feel like you've wasted a little energy, maybe a piece of toilet paper. I mean, you want some poop on that paper.
Not a lot of people check the TP. Which is, I don't understand. You have to. That's how you mark your progress.
How can't you?
I have never dropped a piece of toilet paper into the toilet without checking it first. Ever. Never.
I didn't think we would get to this, so I gotta, once we're here, I gotta just finally talk about this. How about when you wipe and you pull off like a full piece of something?
What?
What?
You mean like a remnant?
Like, you think you're going down there just to wipe, and you, like, there's, like, a full piece of, like, little poop that is now on your...
Oh, like a dingleberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did I not know that was there?
Dingleberry is when the TP gets stuck in the hairs. Right.
So you're wiping what you think is the current poop, and what comes out on the toilet paper is current poop and a past poop.
Right.
Yep.
I'm right about a dingleberry, right? That's what a dingleberry is. The TP being stuck in the hair.
Man, are we really here? Because I thought a dingleberry was something else.
I think it's the poop stuck in the hair.
Yeah.
Roy, can you look up what a dingleberry is?
I think it's the poop stuck in the hair. We're what? Here, man.
You think it's a poop stuck in the hair?
Yeah.
What if it's a combination of the two? Because obviously, if you're using TP to wipe poop and the TP is stuck in the hairs, then there's poop stuck to the TP that's stuck in the hair.
That's true.
Dingleberry.
I looked up dingleberry. A foolish or inept person.
Oh, but the second definition.
Vulgar slang. Particle of fecal matter attached to the anal hair of an animal.
All right.
Roy's face before he saw what he had to read, he's like, okay, yep, I'm going to do this.
So I think you were right. Chris, I bow to you. You were right about what a dingleberry is.
But this is not a dingleberry what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you think you're just wiping and it's just going to be the remnants of poop, but you actually, you look at the toilet paper and there's like a little quarter-sized actual piece of poop that was just left up there.
That's a dingleberry though.
Nah, dingleberry is very small. Like
we
you have
read
to,
the definition.
You have
Chris.
To like work because the hair, it's all like, it's hard
yeah,
to get a dingleberry.
Sometimes it gets stuck
out.
In there and you have to, no, I'm but talking about the little tee pee balls
yes,
and
right.
you have to like just
yank
bite
hair.
Your lip and just yank.
That's a dingleberry. This, there's no yanking needed for what I'm talking about.
Well, no, that particular dingleberry just found a nicer home.
Okay.
It didn't get caught up in the hair. But it's still a dingleberry nonetheless.
I've had this on my topics list forever and I never thought that we would get here.
It's
good.
We had it on the calendar, right? Good. Well, we can cross it off now. How about that?
How is it on your list? Like, how did you write that? So, like, just in case this comes up.
Wiping surprises.
One of my favorite
I'm going to cross it off my list.
Are they like little gifts? Like, when you get, like, how do you, what's your reaction when you get a dingleberry?
I just, you know, I'm alone, so I just
surprise,
I chuckle.
Yeah, but is it a nice surprise, delightful surprise, or like, are you annoyed that that's been sitting there that
lets
long?
Me know I got more work to do.
What's the worst surprise?
Poop related?
Just in general.
Do you like surprise parties? I hate being surprised. Hate it.
I'm not good at being surprised. Like, I kind of know something's up. And then, like, everyone gets mad at me because I figure it out beforehand, and then they're upset that I've ruined the surprise. When they're the ones being, like, obvious about things.
Right.
If you're less obvious, I won't know anything's up, but...
Sure.
What, I'm just supposed to not be observant?
This is gonna be a shitty episode of Stupidity.
Hey-o!
I don't get it. Why is your energy so bad? This is such an exciting time.
Oh, man.
I know it's cliche, and it's
ago.
The answer you're supposed to give, but my wedding day, I just celebrated my 8-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. It was yesterday. Well, when is this airing? It was this week. And I must admit, it was a hell of a party, and it was legitimately one of the funnest days of my life. I can point to it and say, that is a top fiver. And when my wife asks me, I say it's number one, baby.
Right. Well, of course you do. How do you play?
So
what else is in your top five?
trading for Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep.
Is up
the day
there.
You drafted Baker.
The day I drafted Baker Mayfield.
Chelsea signing Pulisic.
Pulisic, Champions League.
It's been a great year for you, it sounds like.
Hell of a year.
Outside of your wedding. I mean, everything happened this year.
Everything happened this year. Well, yeah, everything happened this year.
Anything musically related happened
when Kofi Kingston won the WWE Championship at WrestleMania also this year.
You made eye contact with Jack White once.
Oh, no, not yet, but it's coming. It's coming. I'm working it.
It's going to be more than eye contact, isn't it?
I had
Is there going to be a handshake?
I had to infiltrate a music festival that booked them just to make this happen. But, folks, eye contact. Mike Ryan, Jack White, collision course.
You do what you got to do.
I'm cooking something up. I can't reveal it because I don't want to speak it and jinx it.
What if I already asked you of this music fest? I've asked you for a favor already, haven't I?
You want your family up there for Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they love Chance. The kids love Chance. Rachel and Emma, they want to meet Chance.
Love Chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're gonna hook that up.
How do we help Billy out? Is getting you excited by sharing our previous experiences with it helping? Because I feel like I'm talking to a wall. I'm like, dude, get psyched because like this is gonna be one of the best days of your life, and you're just approaching it with the same sort of apprehension you usually approach most things.
I think what's happening to Billy here, Mike, your wedding day was a great day. The days leading up to your wedding were not the greatest.
Yeah, I'm
days
just
of
ready
life.
For
those
it
are very
to get
stressful
here.
Days, right?
Yeah, I'm ready for it to get here.
You're stressing the rehearsal dinner.
There's a lot going on.
What are you stressing the most, though? Like, it's her day, Bill. It's not yours.
But, like, last minute, there's a bunch of last minute details. I had to, like, determine the order that my groomsmen are going to stand in. And, like,
I don't mind being third, by the way. It's fine.
I have advice for this. Just put them in height order so you're not ranking your friends.
So that was my plan, is to put them in height order. And then I asked my fiance, did you do that? And she said no. So then it's like, how do I deal with this? Because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings here, and I feel like this is not an important thing, but it's something that's going to be overthought by everyone.
Another way to do it is have your wife pick the order for her, the bridesmaids, and then you can just pair up, maybe height-wise, your friend with the correlating bridesmaid.
That's what I took the whole this is your day thing out to the extreme, meaning Chris is right. To relieve yourself of the pressure and having to deal with your friends, just say your wife is choosing everything. How you're standing, where you're standing, what you're doing, what you're saying, when you're saying it, when you're doing it, all that. Just put it all on your wife.
Make her the bad guy.
Yeah, who's going to get mad at the bride at a wedding? And nobody. Nobody. Exactly nobody.
Yeah, and the things going wrong, like, trust me, day of, it's not a problem. I had a bunch of things go wrong during my wedding. Sue God saved my wedding. My wife got stuck when she was walking out down the aisle.
Yep.
The AC broke in that church. It was like 1,000 degrees in the heart of summer. And when my father-in-law got his tuxedo pants in, they were actually shorts. And he was like, all right, guys, great joke. And we're like, I wish I thought of it, but no, it's not a joke. Someone had to hightail it. I love that phrase.
I got
to
be honest with you. I like the idea of tuxedo shorts at a very hot wedding.
I mean, yeah, like Odell Beckham style.
Yeah.
That's been a point of contention in this marriage. Well, it's not a marriage yet, but in my future marriage.
Right.
Because I said I wanted to do that and was told you cannot do that.
Tuxedo shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to do that.
It's a good idea.
It's hot. Yeah, yeah. I wanted to do it and it was a thing back in, you know, last year, I'd say more or less it was more popular than it is right now, but like, it's like, yeah, I could do that. I could rock that. And I was told absolutely not. I go, wait a minute. I'm not choosing your dress. Why can't I choose what my tuxedo looks like? And that didn't go over well either.
This has become fairly commonplace now, but 8 years ago, I feel like I started a trend. You gotta have comfortable shoes for the reception. Ditch the dress shoes because you're standing on your feet the entire day. You want to dance. You want to be comfortable. I wore Chucks. All my groomsmen wore Chucks at the reception. All the ladies wore Chucks at the reception. You're going to want to dance. You're going to want to do it in comfortable shoes.
I don't find dress shoes to be uncomfortable.
I do. No, I'm with Mike on that.
It is
I
when you're trying
them,
to pull off the moves.
I don't find
do.
Converse particularly comfortable, to be honest with you.
Really? Why? Too flat?
I don't, there's just not enough support.
What's the most comfortable shoe? What's
a New Balance, I think, arguably. Any Adidas Boost.
Yeah,
Adidas
like
Adidas Boost are great. Boost are comfortable.
This was so long ago, though, that yes, I would find I couldn't wear the Chucks now because I'm older now and I have plantar fasciitis, but insoles fix everything.
Right. I did save Mike's wedding. You guys are aware of that, right? Cynthia's dress got stuck in a nail. I happened to be bending over at the time to get the flask that I brought into the church to take another shot. And I noticed,
fell out of your
I didn't
jacket.
Know it was her dress. It was just a dress that was attached to a nail, and I unhooked it. And it was Cynthia. And then I took 5 shots. I was hammered. in a church.
As Greek Orthodox, you don't follow that rule of law.
Oh, really? I'm good. Debonity!
Was that the last wedding you went to?
Mike's?
That you actually attended. Without giving an excuse.
Didn't go to Chris's. I went to Roy's.
Yeah, you went to Roy's.
Roy's. Not going to Guillermo's.
Pathetic.
It's bizarre weekend.
You should have been there.
I feel terrible I'm not going to Billy's wedding. Whether you guys believe that or not, I don't give a shit. I am telling you I feel terrible that I am not going to Billy's wedding.
I know it's some sort of bizarre visiting weekend.
It's the only chance I get to see my kid. At least I told Billy 2 weeks in advance. It's the only weekend I get. I don't think I ever told Chris I wasn't going to his wedding.
Nah, you should be there.
I don't think I ever told Roy I was going to his wedding. I don't tell people things, man.
You should be at Billy's wedding. Shame on you.
I feel bad. When is it?
Don't worry about it.
Ride it?
I'm actually not that upset. I was happy when we finally got that conversation. Yeah, not relieved that you weren't going to be there. It would have been lovely. You know.
A lot.
For you. No, it would have been nice for you to be
there.
You're
going to save a little money. You don't have to deal with Abby and all the headaches that she brings. And I'm going to give you a bigger check. I mean.
Wow. Abby doesn't bring any headaches.
She does.
Us.
Listen, you guys are being nice. You don't want to tell me. I understand.
Where is Abby? She used to be a part of this.
She quit. Never got paid. I mean, if Zappos thinks that one pair of shoes they sent us is enough to keep her going for... Well, no. In fact, scrub Zappos out of here because I made a threat to Zappos. I will never mention you again unless you start spending money on this podcast.
I got a lot on my plate. I'm not scrubbing anything.
Okay. Welcome back, Zappos. So, Billy, I mean, you're...
Yeah, what were you talking about?
You were talking about surprises. We got sidetracked. We never finished that thought. But that's what Wake and Take is all about, man. Yeah. I mean it's Wake and Take.
Is it? I thought it's all about you having thoughts and opinions, but the callers have to get
them. No one's giving the calls. I forgot about them. Let's go out to Gerald. Gerald, go ahead. You're on Wake and Take here on Stupidity.
Hey, guys. So, I have this idea for the Jets. So, obviously, Mark Sanchez just retired.
Sanchez.
So, you got Sam Darnold. So, here's the Sam-chise. The Sam-chise.
Wow.
I give it to you. Make it a thing.
All right. That's a great call. Rasham. Sam-chise. I don't know if Sam Darnold's good yet. I hope that he's going to be good, but I didn't know Mark Sanchez. I had no idea if he was good, and I didn't mind calling him Sanchez.
I like this. Gerald, you are credited with the Sam-chise. This is a perfect nickname.
I think what Gerald's doing is passing that credit along to me. He is leaning on me.
You would have sold it either way.
Right. So Sam-chise, I'm going to put that on a T-shirt. I'll talk to Adam Gase about that. Because Gase of the Franchise, Gase, I'm telling you, texts me almost every day. He wants us to make Gase of the Franchise shirts and wants us to sell them. 90-10 hour what? That's what he told me.
That I don't believe any of that.
All right, Billy, I was on the phone with him for like a half hour.
And he said, I just want 10% of this.
Well, he said, whatever you want. It's a good idea. It's a great slogan. I am the Gase of the Franchise. Make some money off of me.
Saying whatever you want has already changed the story where he reached out to you and said, I want you to do this.
The entire thing's a lot.
He's the Gase of the Sam-chise.
Oh, how about that? We are back. Let's go out to Mike. Mike, go ahead. You're on. What are you on?
Stupidity.
Stupidity!
Stu.
Yo.
I need you to fantasy draft the ultimate radio show with ESPN personalities.
Okay.
Not the most journalistic quality, just the one that'll be the most entertaining.
The fantasy radio show amongst the ESPN personalities. Rasham. It's a good question. So we have Freddie Coleman. We have Will Cain. I have to talk out my options here. We have Golic, Wingo, Golic Jr., Fitz, I guess.
You have Spain and Company.
Spain and Company. You have me, Dan, Shipping Container, Stephen A. Smith.
Company does such a great job on that Sarah Spain show. You're a big fan, right?
Love it.
Yeah. Yep. Who are the members of the company?
These things fluctuate. Fitz?
Nope.
That's when it was Spain and Fitz, right? Izzy?
No, Izzy is not part of it.
Oh. Is he a part of it?
Oh, that's what you were trying to say?
Yes.
Is he a part of it?
Yes.
No.
He's not.
Who is he? Who's Company?
Company is certain, well... I'll circle back to you on Company. Let me think about...
Suffice to say, not making your fantasy...
No. My fantasy radio show, just for pure entertainment purposes. I mean, I think we have it every day, 1 to 3, don't we? Even that. He doesn't need anyone.
Yeah. You want to build out an ensemble?
I don't know. Who would you guys build out? Like, I think Mikey C would be in there for me.
Mikey C's your board op. Yeah. Who's your producer? Cerruti, great hair.
Cerruti does have a great head of hair.
Nice to look at.
Yeah, I'll go Cerruti on producer. I'll go, what's it, Bubba. I like Bubba. Bubba's a Met fan. Yeah, Bubba's great. I think Bubba should be on the air more. Yeah, I've been saying that forever.
Yeah, you have.
Bubba. I'm leaving out Stanzik, of course.
You left out Cliff also.
Yeah, and Nuno.
Cliff.
Cat.
Who's this Evan guy on Goal Wicked Wingo?
Yeah, he's popular.
He is? I want him. Evan.
So Stephen A, Mikey C, Bubba, Evan.
I don't know, but Stephen A wouldn't go to his cast of characters the way we would go to those cast of characters. I'm looking, so Stephen A is a bit of a ball hog. There, I said it. He's a mic hog. He is, right? I mean, it's fair. Stephen A would never entertain a co-host, would he?
Well,
he had Ryan Rucco for a little bit in New York, but...
I mean, he doesn't need it.
Right, he doesn't.
He is a fountain of content.
Okay.
Obviously... use others around you as a crutch.
I'm going to go, I'm going to get rid of Stephen A. I'm going to go Will Kane and Company.
Kane and Company.
How about that? Let's go out. So Kane and Company with Mikey C. Let's go out to Mike Ryan fan account. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. I look like a 5'5" Enrique Iglesias. Anyway, you have 30 days backpacking trip in Europe. You can only take one member of the shipment container. Who would it be?
30 days backpacking in Europe? Rack them.
Let's rash them, Sugar.
Stupidity! Who would I take?
Can we all make our cases?
Well, 30 days in Europe. I just got to think of some stuff here. Yes, we can. You guys can make your cases.
All right, so this is what I would offer.
Oh, boy.
I always have a lot of everything. So my backpack is essentially a first aid kit.
Including words, by the way.
Yes. If you need anything, if you need... You know what? I can go through it right now. If you need Pepto-Bismol, I'm your man. If you need Alka-Seltzer, I'm your man. If you need Vapor Rub, I got you. Advil, got it. Icy Hot, got it. What's this? Oh, what is this? Airborne? Got it.
Right.
I have pretty much everything you would need in a backpack. Now, the backpack's going to weigh a ton, but should you encounter any sort of medical emergency, I would probably be able to help you just with the things I have in my backpack. Oh, look, you're feeling the sniffles? Zicam. Boom. Sniffles no more. What is this? Happiness body cream. Can't hurt. Take it into Europe.
Because you never know what you need when you're, you know, spending a month walking across Europe, right? Walking, you know, through the Himalayas. Himalayas in Europe?
I don't think so.
No.
No, the Andes, right?
So are we in a wilderness for this?
Like, I don't know.
Is backpacking, or are we staying at a hotel every night? Or are we just like in the wilderness?
Listen, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm staying in a Ritz every night, all right? I mean, that's what I'm doing.
All right, because if
you're welcome. There's a cot for you if you want.
If we were camping, yes. I envisioned this as us like surviving in the woods.
Okay.
So
let's do it that way. We're surviving in the woods. I mean, you are. I'm in a Ritz.
No, you're not doing that. When you're backpacking through Europe, that's not what you're doing. You're not camping.
What are you doing?
You're just going from town to town, kind of like a wanderer, taking in the sights and sound, maybe staying in hostels.
Yeah,
really?
But you're not in a tent.
Hey, you're making it seem like John J. Rambo.
Yeah, right? But all these places have little quickie marts where we can buy everything that you were offering.
That's a good point.
If we were out in the wilderness, no one builds a fort like I do. I could build us a thing. I'll build you a Ritz out in the forest, and we'd be sleeping like kings.
Listen, one question, and whoever answers this question, okay, that's the person that's coming. Who's bringing the fucking weed? Stupidity! All right, let's take a quick time out to tell you about one of our great sponsors, ZipRecruiter. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. StuPod. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there.
That's a different potential sponsor.
But they don't stop there.
No, they don't. That's an homage to Chris Cody. If you're listening to Supodity, give Mystery Crate a listen. Back to ZipRecruiter.
How about that? With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates. So you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. 4 out of 5. That's pretty amazing. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, StuPod, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Where the f*** is Dan? Seriously.
You played yourself.
How did I play myself? I mean,
for 2 weeks you were saying you had Alex Morgan.
Yeah.
2 weeks, he said.
I bumped Alex Morgan this week for the big fish.
Yeah, right.
I know I did.
Uh-huh. So, for the audience, we do a local hour. That local hour goes live in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This podcast is released day of. We're recording this before we go live because Stugot specifically said, Mikey, I got a big fish.
Yep.
I got a big fish, Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
So, here we are.
Yep.
No fish. No fish whatsoever.
Nope, I'm going to call the fish right now on the podcast. I'm upset with the fish.
I guess that's some sort of payoff.
All right, let me call the fish. Hold on a sec.
Leave a voicemail for him.
I will. Should I be angry on the voicemail?
I mean, I want your true emotions to come out.
What's like who's landed a big interview? Has there ever been someone who's landed a big interview, caught a big fish, and the big fish doesn't show up? I don't think that's ever happened.
Like, I don't think you'd know if it did happen, though, because they wouldn't put out, like,
a good point,
a statement saying I had this person, but they bailed on me.
How should I feel about this, Bill? I mean, this is my podcast. It's Levitard's Podcast Network. I'm doing this for Dan. I figure we use our own platform to promote ourselves, much the way LeBron James does. He agreed to do 8 a.m. I was here at 8:12. A little traffic, you know. I live 2 states away. Nope. Oh, the phone's ringing. Big fish phone. Angry.
Let your true feelings flow.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Dan, it's Stugatz. Hope you're doing okay. It's about 8:30 in the morning. You and I had an appointment at 8 a.m. You were the big fish on the podcast this week. We talked about it yesterday. You agreed to do 8 a.m. Where the f*** are you, dude? It's 8:32 now. I mean, I was here. Listen, I know I said 8 a.m. I was here at 8:12 a.m., and so I'm certain you factored in that I was going to be at least 15 minutes late. What I didn't factor in is you not picking up your f***ing phone. Are you the big fish? You sit next to me for 17 years. You agreed to do this interview. Everyone's excited for it. I'm about to go on Golic and Wingo and promote the living hell out of it, and you have let me down. But I guess I deserve that because, you know, that's payback for 17 years of letting you down. Anyway, go f*** yourself. See ya. Well, I'm going to keep calling until he answers because that's what journalists do. They keep calling.
I don't think that's what journalists do, Stugat.
They don't take no for an answer.
You're also not a journalist.
Well, that's a good point. So what do we do here? Levitard's not picking up the phone. Jesus Christ, what a bad idea this was. You know what happened is he's not around me, so I can't annoy him. He knows he just doesn't have to. By the way, are we all surprised that his voicemail was not full, considering the week that he had?
That was a shock.
That was a shock, right?
Yeah, that was a shock.
That was a shock. It's unbelievable. I mean, really wanted his thoughts on fucking Timmy Duncan. Timmy D. Missed that bunny.
It's a shame. This was a pretty good episode, all things considered. Despite your laziness, it overcame it.
I know.
Now it's petering out. There's no crescendo outside of that voicemail.
Nope. But
you get to your own devices. You want to say something that'll make the audience think?
No. You can subscribe, rate, and review. 5-star ratings. Leave a question for me. We will answer them on next week's edition of Stupidity. We'll see if Stanza comes back. I fired him, but based on how this week goes, I might need him back. Not that I'm saying it's anyone's fault here. It's not. The guys have been great. The shipping container has been great. They've helped me out with this episode. I f***ed myself here. I did. This is on me. This is completely on me. I trusted Lebatard. Lebatard is 17 fucking states away. I thought he, you know, I thought he would give me the exclusive, and I was wrong. And why would I expect anything from him? I have done nothing but fucking betray him for 17 years. Actually, if you wanted me to be honest here, it's on Alex Morgan. That's it. It's on her. She, I mean, listen, I thought that she was going to appear last week. I thought she was going to appear this week. I think she might appear next week. But I bumped her because I had the big fish, a bigger fish in Dan Lebatard, and that's on me, but it's really on Alex, if you know what I mean. By the way, have you noticed since the Women's World Cup, no one has paid attention to the soccer, okay? Soccer's dead. Alex, it was alive for 2 weeks. I tried to get you on for the 2 weeks that it was alive, and we're past the 2 weeks. It is no longer alive. It is dead, and so is our interview. She'll be on next week. Soccer's back. I promise. Big fish. Massive fish. Alex Morgan, a month after the women's national team wins the World Cup. I'll have her talk to Adam Gase. How about that? And maybe Lebatard. That motherfucker. Stupidity!